laughing at God. I don't think that's a very good idea, laughing at the Almighty, do you? That took a little bit of gumption, as they used to say, laughing at God. Why did Sarah laugh? Well, God said something really funny. You're gonna have a kid, Sarah. You're gonna have a child. And to put some perspective on it, Sarah was older than any woman in the sanctuary today. She's about my grandmother's age, Mom. About your mother's age. In other words, menopause has done come and gone a long time ago. We're talking a long time ago. We're talking incapable of having children by human means. We're talking crazy. So Sarah laughed. I'm going to have a kid. She didn't believe it. That's what it says here. Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have grown old, and my husband is old. Hear that, gentlemen? Not just her being old, but her old man was old. Older than Lehman. Got him. Old. I'm old. He's old. After I've grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure? She laughed in disbelief at what God said because she was old and he was old. And then she said, am I going to have pleasure? She entertained it for a moment. The idea that she would get to have that pleasure again. Of having that relationship with her husband again. And she might actually get to have a child, which she had never had. She was excited. That word pleasure in Hebrew is a word all of you know. It's a name all of you know. Edna. Edna is the Hebrew word for pleasure. And I know a whole bunch of Ednas. And I'm sorry, that's just not the kind of name I associate with pleasure, is it with you? I mean, Bambi, maybe, but Edna, no. She was, and that word means more than just simple pleasure. It means ecstatic pleasure. Reaching the heights of joy. Beyond human comprehension kind of pleasure. Wow. Ecstasy in its literal sense is what Edna means. And that's what she's asked. Am I going to get to have Edna? That kind of pleasure? That kind of joy. She laughed, and then she entertained the thought for a moment. Am I going to get to have that kind of pleasure? Doubt followed by a spark of hope. She laughed because she is old. And she laughed because it was exciting. That's why she laughed. I love God's answer here. God responds, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I'm old? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Whenever you see in your Bibles, in your English translations, Lord written, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
Whenever you see that in your Bible translations, and it's what you've got printed in your bulletins, that is a little cue, a little indicator, that the original language in Hebrew, it says Yahweh, God's personal name, Yahweh. So let's read it that way for just a second here. Yahweh said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I'm old?' Is anything too wonderful, too amazing, too incredible, too unbelievable, too beyond expectation for Yahweh?" The name Yahweh means I am. I am, I exist, I be, and I cannot not be. Hear the double negative there? I cannot not exist. I exist by the very nature of my being. I am. In Exodus, when God introduces that name to Moses at the burning bush, he says, "I am that I am. Tell them that I am sent you." I can't get out of my head that, you know, Popeye the Sailor Man. No. It's Yahweh. I am. It means I exist. There's another experiential illustration that I love for God's personal name. Take a water hose, attach it to a faucet, turn the faucet on, and let the flow start. And once the flow is going, reach out and pinch off about midway to the end of the hose, and let the pressure of the water build up behind the pinch point. That pressure of water trying to get out, pushing against the obstruction, pushing and trying to get out, is Yahweh. The essence of the idea, the essence of the phrase I am, includes in Hebrew the essence of I will be known. I will get out and be with you. I will be received. I will be accepted. I will be recognized. I will be praised and worshiped. I am, and you will know it. I am, and you will know that I am. And I am for you. And you can try to hold me back, and you can try to conceal me, and you can try to reject me, and you can try to set me aside, you can try to laugh at me, but no, I will be known. That's what Yahweh means. That's what God's personal name means. And in this case, Yahweh says, is anything too wonderful, too amazing, too impossible for the one who will be known, for the one who is, for the one who created it all? I don't know how God did it. The best scientist doesn't know how God did it. We simply know that God did. And the one who did it all is the one who is known, and it's the one who promises something like this, a miracle. For Sarah, who, by the way, Sarah, the name means to persevere, to stick to it, to not quit. She didn't quit. She stuck to it. She stuck to her man, even though they didn't have a kid. Until they were very old indeed. They stuck together, and she stuck with him, and he stuck with her. To the very end. Now, unfortunately, human beings being what they are, faith being weak, if you know the rest of the story, you know that God is kind of slow. You know, God makes these great big promises, and then we sit around and we look at the circumstances and we say, "God, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. You do not have a watch. You certainly don't know what time it is in my life. So, therefore, since you're not getting it done, let's get it done for God." So Sarah and Abraham agreed. I'm sure she didn't have to whip him. They agreed. Hey, I got this handmaid. I got this servant girl, Hagar. Here, Abram, you go in with her and get God's job done for God. And they had a kid, Ishmael. Trying to get God's will done for God got a great big mess. And that usually ends up being the truth. A mess was created. Instead of simply waiting in faith, they finally did. And Isaac was born, the child of promise. That took faith, friends. Is anything too wonderful, too amazing for God? No. I mean, that question could be our question. It's a rhetorical question, and our answer should likewise be no. But instead, we end up laughing at God. Oh, God, you're crazy. I'm facing the IRS. I'm facing cancer. I'm facing all sorts of illnesses. I'm facing Parkinson's. I'm facing an automobile accident where my car got totaled. I'm facing all sorts of terrible events in my life, God. What do you know about suffering? What do you know about heartache? What do you know about pain? I'm facing the loss of a loved one. God, what do you know about that? Is anything too wonderful, amazing, deep, difficult for God? The answer to that is no. All we have to do is open ourselves to the joy and presence of God. She laughed in disbelief and then she laughed in excitement. May we also, if we're going to laugh with disbelief, laugh and get it over with. God, you're crazy. And then entertain the laugh of excitement. The laugh of Edna, that you too will rejoice and have the pleasure of knowing God's wonderful work in your life. I don't care what you're facing. God's presence is real. God is the one who cannot be denied. Try as you might. As Anthony Flew, the atheist, discovered, you can try, but you cannot in the end deny Yahweh. As he recanted of his atheism. My friends, with faith, if you're going to laugh, laugh, get it over with. Then laugh in excitement and entertain the prospect that God is going to work wonders. Wonders that we cannot conceive. Wonders of God's conception in us. Laugh in joy. And then don't deny it. But instead, strike out in faith. And allow God to work wonders in your living too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.